It's another Anfield Wrap special. I am Andy Heaton, and this one going to have a focus on youth football, specifically talking to coaches at three academies across the country and even internationally. So I'm delighted to be joined on the call by Anthony Godfrey, who's previously worked at Liverpool Academy, is now technical director at Seven Elite Academy. I'm joined by Kenny Cameron, who works up at Spartans in Edinburgh. And I'm also delighted to be joined by Craig Nisbet, who's the Academy League coach up in Scotland at Hibs. Guys, welcome to the show.
Pleasure, Andy. Thanks.
Yeah, delighted to be here.
So, I mean, I know people think I drone on and on and on. So for this one, I'm going to kind of take a back seat and let the boys all fill you in. But I'll start this one off. So, I mean, let's start with the current situation. We'll start with you, Anthony. How are you finding it in the current climate? Obviously, with COVID-19 and, you know, it being difficult with social distancing and one thing and the other. What's the current situation? Where are we?
I think it all depends on what country you want to kind of highlight, Andy, because, as you know, every country is operating in different circumstances. I think as the UK in particular, where it's completely locked down, there's no sight of academy football or grassroots football in particular. Although I know English FA in particular, and I'm sure the other guys on the call may talk more about what the Scottish FA are doing, but... So, yeah, there's not much kind of going on here, but from a playing point of view, but I know from Seven Elite Academy's point of view and knowing what some of the other clubs are doing, the kind of contact and the communications, I'd probably say, is never been greater in terms of the dialogue that coaches and clubs are having with their players and with the parents in particular, which is a key one, because, again, we have got to be very mindful of, as youth developers, that there is some families out there that are going to be really struggling through this situation. A lot of families that do rely on the schools and meals and so on. And like, just for example, we've been sending out home programs every single week, Andy, to all our players on different topics. But again, we've got to be mindful that some players might not have back gardens to do some of these programs in, or the areas to do this in. So, you know, what are the plan B and the plan C for some of these players and some of these families?